Then it is 7:10, and I will call the April meeting of the KPFT LSB to order. Looks like we have a quorum. I'll ask our estimable secretary to confirm that by a call of the roll. Oh, by the way, but first, we have requests for excused absences from Henry Faust, Jane Scheidler, Lillian Kerr. Lyndon Foley said he would not be here, but he specifically did not ask for an excused absence. So with those noted, Mr. Secretary, if you'll call the roll.
I make a motion. Oh, sorry. I guess we've got to have the roll before we can make a motion. Got it.
Okay. And I believe I also have Andrea Riley as requesting an excused absence.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. And then we'll get these people. Teresa Allen.
Present.
David Britton. We'll come back. Lillian, we know, is excused. Adriana. Come back. Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis is here. Thank you.
Elaine Duncan. You said Lyndon will not be here?
Lyndon said he will not be here.
Henry Faust, we know, has an excused. I am present. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Sawyer. Cheryl.
I'm here, but I also want to say I thought I saw an email from David Britton asking for an excused absence earlier.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and note that, and I might have seen it. All right, so David Britton, excused. Andy Wyman? I thought I saw him. Is Sandy here?
Yeah, Sandy's here. Sorry.
All right, present. Mary Ann Martinez?
Present.
Sean?
I am.
Tori Mercer? Stuart Nance?
Present.
Rick Norris?
I am here.
Thank you. Frank Protka?
Present.
Thank you. Okay, Andrea Riley, excused. Jane, excused. Debbie Smith?
Present.
Dr. Uzzell?
Present.
Egberto?
Present.
Willis? Okay. And Susan Young?
Present.
All right.
I make a motion to excuse the requested excused absences. I believe those are David Britton, Lillian Kerr, Jane Scheidler, Henry Faust. That it?
I believe so.
And Andrea Riley.
And Andrea Riley.
Is there any objection to those excused
no objections.
One, two, three. I take it by your silence. There is none. Motion carries. Then I only have one screen. So forgive me while I switch over. I will read the agenda. The proposed agenda, call to order, which we did actually 7:10, roll call. We did reach a quorum. I will ask for approval of the agenda when we're done here. Minutes approval, staff recognition. The announcements and ratification of the results of the national committee elections, that is government and audit. And I'm not sure what the verbiage here, results filling of director's vacancy election. I guess we'll sort that out. The IGM report, the PNB rep report. Excuse me. Get down here. Public comment at a time certain of 8 o'clock. KPFT LSB committee reports. 10, any unfinished business. 11, any new business. And 12, confirmation of the next meeting date, May 8th, 2024. And adjourn by no later than 10 p.m. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there any objection to the agenda as I've so ineptly read it?
No objections.
Hearing none, agenda is approved. Let me get back there. Then, Mr. Secretary, I know that you sent minutes around earlier today. Floor is yours.
Am I to read the minutes, or what shall we do?
I would ask that you not read the minutes.
Okay, all right. Didn't you approve the minutes?
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Yes.
Any objection? Motion carries. Staff recognition. I've never offered anything about staff recognition, and I'm not exactly sure, but I gotta say this. I am just digging the hell out of Prozac Elevator. Okay. If that's programmers, if that's me tripping on micro dots, I don't know, but I'm enjoying that shit.
There you go. And if I could interject on staff recognition, and Sandy, just to let you know, I think we're seeing a lot more professionalism in the DJs as far as, one, during the fun drives, and then, two, the promo spots, and just, you know, everything appears to be clicking a little bit better. And I would say the result of this is we are having more successful fundraisers. But what we hope is that the proof is in the pudding, and we'll continue to have these successful fundraisers. But I just, you know, do want to comment that I do see more and more comfort, maybe, from the DJs on this. So, and I listen a fair amount. So there you go. Kudos. How about that?
I'd like to recognize Marvelous Marlo, who is on the call with us and maybe berating us later or encouraging us or whatever with her mellifluous Marlo tones.
I want to acknowledge Howard. He did something so cool. So Susan had sent out minutes quite a while back, and one of the things she asked was we please advertise Lyle Lovett on our social media, but I don't do social media. And so the next day it occurred to me I could record a little blurb on my phone for it. And I called Howard and asked if that would work. He's like, I don't know, send it to me. Let's see. So I recorded three different Lyle Lovett promos, and he made them into little things and started playing them. Didn't have to go in, didn't have to do anything. And I was just really impressed with his flexibility and skill.
Cool. Are there any other kudos anyone wants to offer staff? Going once, going twice.
I would like to say something.
Yes.
I want to thank the people that went down to Galveston and passed out the stickers for the windows and promoted KPFT down there to 89.5. And I also want to thank the people that came to the station and called lapsed donors. and Howard, who helped set up some of the phones. Thank you very much.
Moving on. Item number 6 on the agenda is the announcements and ratification of the recent national committee elections. Because I did not actually make a note of the tally, would Richard or Rob or someone, would somebody like to take us through those?
Yeah, if somebody knows the tally.
If Rob can do it, great. Or
I do not.
So I can report that we had delegate elections for people to become members of the two committees that include delegates. So audit, Rob Lee and Elaine Duncan were elected to audit, and they join Egberto Willis as the director. Let me just comment, and I put it in my notes for the BNB. The audit committee will only convene when resources are available from the sale of the KPFK property to be able to start to engage and start to pay the auditor. The second committee for which there are delegates is governance, and the two who were elected to that were Sean Kelly McPherson, whoever the heck that is, and Tori Mercer.
Does he owe you money too? Okay. Then I'll ask, is there a motion to ratify those results?
So move.
Yes.
Is there any objection to ratification of the audit committee and government committee elections? Hearing none, those are ratified. Sandy, the IGM report. I know that you sent some, a writing around, and I don't know who had a chance to look at that. Please, the floor is yours. Oh, excuse me. Adriana Kosnev has her hand up. Does that tell us you're here?
Yes. Thank you.
Adriana. Okay. If the secretary will note your attendance, that'll be great. So, Sandy?
Thank you. I hope you did receive the report along with the updated events calendar.
Excuse me. I have my hand up.
Richard, yes?
I think to be politically correct or some kind of BS, you need to ratify my election too.
Was that what this other thing was? Results filling of director's vacancy election.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I move it?
Is there any objection to ratify the election
of Ricky Giselle?
Thank you.
As director.
Hearing no
Sorry.
Objection, going once, going twice. Then you too are ratified, Richard. I'm so sorry. I did not, that was unintentional.
Didn't matter to me.
But you are somebody. You are somebody. All right. Circling back to Sandy.
Thank you, Mac. And congratulations to those elected, and thank you for doing what you do, everybody. Hope everybody did get the report. I understand that our LSB list may have gotten hacked again. I don't know. So if you did not get my report or updated events calendar, please do email me at gm@kpft, and I'll make sure that you do get your own personal copy. So, it's really another good report as we enter into April, looking forward to a number of things that are happening this month and next month. We've turned some kind of corner. It feels completely different than it did, say, as little as back at January 1st. And I'll go into some details as to why I say strange things like that. But we continue to be focused on funding. Everybody on this board should be focused on funding this station. It's still a very, very narrow path which we walk, although I think we're making progress, including getting insurance. I thought it was hazard and liability insurance. Turns out it's just hazard insurance, like if it burns down. You come in and break your leg, we're not covered. That's being amended. Just the same, getting this insurance policy and really having to get back to live broadcasting. We're now inviting our programmers in to do their shows live, especially those with accessible hours, you know, 6 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock in the evening. If those can't, those folks can't or won't come in live, we will get people in there to do live radio. It funds so much better. And we're trying to build on this incrementally. That's really the next step. So over the last month, we got more memory bricks in, and we're expecting even another shipment here in the next week or two. When that second shipment gets sent in, we'll be laying down a number of bricks that are almost equal to the first tranche. So that little patch in the front yard will double. And then if we can double it again over the course of the next fund drive or two, it's going to start to really look like something. These are $25 a month for the small brick, $50 a month for the big brick. Tell your friends. It's a wonderful way of funding KPFT. Really is working well. Mo Thomas will be back on the 18th of April for a quick 3-day visit. He's going to put in our studio to transmitter link hardware so that we can cut out some of the IT infrastructure between ourselves and the transmitter. The right way to do it is with a an antenna on the top of our studio building hitting a small dish on the antenna tower at the transmitter. However, we're not quite there yet. That's a lot of money, and I'm not even sure it's feasible given our location. I believe it is. Again, looking back a little bit to Rick Norris and Lyndon helping out with the food drive, we got some good feedback on that. Thank you guys for doing that. And everybody else that contributed. Marlo's on the call, and I'm going to let her talk about programming here in a minute, but just be aware, there are a number of schedule changes on HD2. They're pretty meaningful, including some of our interns, which are now providing content. We've got 3 interns working at the station, part of what feels different, and several new volunteers that are getting trained. I'm going to let Marlo also talk about how they're being trained and what they're doing. And again, someone reached out, talked about Howard, about the amazing work he does. Those remotes and chopping up all the in-between stuff that he's doing that you're hearing is only part of what he's doing. And without Howard, it'd be tough to have a KPFT. Same with Robin Lewis, by the way. I think I told you that we did a major donor launch. We're planning another one. This is something that I think is working in terms of reaching out to major donors, knowing, letting them know how much they're valued, but moreover, getting their feedback as to how we can improve our funding model and cultivating more major donors in the process. Sustainers, our 54 for 54 campaign has now totaled over $49,000. We just started that on March 1st. How do you like that? How did that happen?
Let's go.
We got tagged for 2 months of sustaining pledges. Of the 49,000, roughly 41.5 comes from those sustaining money. Remember, it cost us $52,000 a month to run the joint, and we're now getting almost 21,000 on credit card pledges. Few more to go. Come on, we got to get this halfway to 26,000. Next fund drive, we want to take another bite out of that gap and really get this to where we can start cutting out that, maybe the summer sizzler would go away or fund drive days would go away on each drive. So real important. The plan is working. So thanks to Teresa and Augie and Frank and company for going down to Galveston. We did pass out a number of stickers down there. More opportunities. We don't even have to go to Galveston. We can walk around our own museum district, lots of shops and places we can duck into and give them a 90.1 sticker. If y'all are interested, let's see if we can get a group together. Easy enough to do if it's in the neighborhood, right? Debbie Smith is on the call, and again, I want to thank her and Lyndon for helping out with the building. Also, DJ Iron Lungs for helping out. Takes a lot of us to do just the basic maintenance, just keeping the lawn cut, et cetera. So thanks to everybody that gets that done. We're having a dumpster party. You heard me. A dumpster party. I'm renting a 12 by 6 by 6 foot high dumpster. Holds up to 3 tons. It's a lot, 3 tons. We're going to open up that second storage unit on the 27th and 28th of April. It's a Saturday, Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I need volunteers. And anybody interested in looking through there, maybe you want a Canon copier, or maybe you want a large conference table or some high-quality CD storage racks. All that stuff is in there and a whole lot more. But the unit's costing us $700 a month. And I don't think anybody from the station has visited there probably in 4 or 5 months. And we've absolutely had no need for anything to look for anything there. And if we do stumble across something when we're unloading that we need, we'll keep it. But everything else that people do not want to take, it's going to go in that big old dumpster. But again, I need horsepower to help out. So if you can do it, contact me or contact Marlo, PD, KPFT, and let's get coordinated. It's in the Westheimer. I'm trying to remember the block number. It's like 2002 or something. It's close to, pardon me?
Is it the old Oak Farms?
Oak there? Farm, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's right. And what time?
So, 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Although the dumpster that we're renting will have it for a total of like 6 days. 2006, okay. Westheimer.
I'm telling you now, I'm yours.
Good.
I'll be there.
Thank you for that. We're going to need help. This stuff is super heavy. However, the dumpster comes with French doors on the back, so you don't have to lift it up over the side. It's the absolute deluxe dumpster for the dumpster party. Nothing but the best for us folks. Again, I want to mention Amplify Houston, which is now expanded to 3 days a week, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, picking up additional producers in the process, expanding their bubble and their activity. The Blood Bank was in today to discuss our May 30th fund drive. Blood drive, rather, May 30th blood drive, and they will get a share of time on that program to promote our blood drive, but moreover, talk about a little more about what they do. So, Marlo, do you want to say something about programming and maybe training that we have and our interns, etc.?
I'd love to take
your indulgence here.
I'd love to. And while you were just talking about different charities, I'd like to mention that we just had a discussion today with the League of Women Voters, and they're going to be hosting a new show, especially for the upcoming November election cycle. And we're kind of excited about that. We're also really excited about some of the changes that are happening on HD2, especially on HD2. We are trying to create it more as a space for local people. Of course, Sandy already mentioned that we've gotten our intern program, and they're all producing programming for it, which we're very, very happy to talk about. I'd also like to mention that we're trying a new experiment with Generation Radio, one of our, you know, all-time favorites. Because of scheduling issues, we are now going to be producing them live in the HD2 schedule, in the HD2 studio, and then broadcasting it on our FM channel, and hopefully to pick up more international listeners that way. Another new addition is Texas music historian and author Joe Nick Patowski. He's bringing his Texas Music Hour of Power to the KPFT HD2 channel. And I mean, that's just very exciting, I have to tell you. We are continuing to do board op and phone training. Everyone on this call is invited to come and train. I'd love for everyone to know how to handle these things. As we open up for more programs to go live, we're also encouraging our programmers to come back and take refresher courses and learn the new systems. And we're going to be doing our first nighttime training coming up on Thursday. We're also creating these remote teams that Sandy kind of mentioned briefly. They're being developed to help facilitate live remotes and outreach possibilities. Right now, we've got the Art Car Parade with Nuri Nuri and Tom Richards on the KPFT side, the Volcano with the R&R team, the Mercantile with Clint Broussard, and possibly a Cactus Music with Marcus French. And those are all really kind of fun and exciting. Our interns are currently working to learn operating the board and phone system, learning how to edit audio, digitizing unique material, learning how to program the music server, proper mic technique for live acts, basic hygiene maintenance of equipment, KPFT basic operations and protocols, and how to put together a radio program. We're having a lot of people coming to us and say, I have a great idea for a program, but they don't know how to put it together. So we're discovering that we probably need to figure out a way to get that kind of message across. Very proud of them. They're cutting promos. You'll hear them all over the dial on both channels. And they are the ones who are doing the meeting schedule announcements and voicing the community calendars. We have just opened up again the old emails, kpft@kpft.org. We're using that specifically for volunteers and volunteer operations. And the other one is contact@kpft.org. And I'm asking all of you to tell your charity organizations and people that's where they need to send us information so that we can put it in our community calendar. We cannot tell what we do not know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marlo. Appreciate that. I hope you don't mind having an expert instead of me.
Excuse me, Sandy. Stuart, you had your hand up a while ago, and you good? Okay. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt the flow
of time. Thank you, Mac.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Per Robin's report, we have 208,034 households as members. That's up a little tick from last time, but we just completed a fund drive, so I kind of would expect that. The February fund drive I'm referencing. Art Car Parade, that's this coming weekend. I hope you've gotten yourself lined up for the table. I understand there's a maybe a couple of wristbands for the Art Car Ball available. So it's kind of first come, first serve. And I know where they are. Or at least I'm told I know where they are. So that's coming up this weekend. Big thanks to Boyd Bluestein, who donated his vehicle. Little Terry and the Bluebirds will be on the trailer behind it playing their rear ends off. Thanks to Nuri Nuri, to Howard. They're going to have a remote set up down there or try to do something from the table. And, of course, our tent and crew will be down there right on the parade route, as we do every year. So thanks to everyone for getting that together. Cheryl's on this call. I think she was on that team as well. Darrell helped out quite a bit. There are a number of people that are making this happen because you need a number of people. The Galveston thing, I'd like to do that again, as I said before. Keep that in mind. It's a quick way to get, even if it's you're building it one listener at a time, if we can get things in windows, that's great, you know. Stickers on cars, on shop windows. Our Lyle Lovett fundraiser sold out in 70 minutes. There are no more tickets. Don't bother asking. There'll be a big cop that Tim Leatherwood hired at the door. That's what he said. Okay. As I said, the events calendar is updated with a couple of things. Take a look at it. the available cash and the, or the listenership. I don't have any numbers for March. They're not posted. So I've given you the February numbers. As soon as I get those numbers, I'll supply them in the next report. The Nielsen and Radio Insights have been very slow. They're a couple weeks slower than they were last year at this time in getting these tabulations. Our available cash as of 4/8/24 was $202,588.58, including $30,790.24 in restricted funds. Some of this is being used to power that Huntsville signal and tower rental, et cetera. But all in all, that equates to roughly, oh, you can call it 14 weeks, 13 weeks of operation. And we're not far from our next fund drive. So as I said, we're doing very well. All of the major bills are paid every month. The credit card balance is still zero. And, as I said, we're getting about $20,600 a month from sustainers. Our next fund drive is May 9th to May 26th. The blood drive is May 30th. We will likely have that same $150,000 goal with a $20,600 head start, thanks to the sustainers. And as with the Lyle Lovett, Jesse Dayton gig, we're working on something. Maybe to help little rocket fuel for the next drive too. Okay. You will not hear from Lyndon. He's not here tonight, but I did speak with him. He is going to convene the finance committee. I've shared with him the budget draft budget for 2025. I think when you guys look at it on the finance committee, you'll realize it's not too much different than this year's budget. It projects a modest, small growth and contains expenses. I said things feel very different. So let me just make two or three comments on that. People are coming and going in the building all day long. There's activity, much more activity than there's been. Many, many more volunteers have stepped up that want to be board ops, that want to do programs just in the last 2-3 months. And Marlo's getting them through the training program. But I think we've turned a corner of sorts. And at this point, developing a go-forward strategy and figuring out what we want to be is something that we should all consider. Rico Hernandez, our morning board operations person, Rico. He has put together a little GUI using the Mevo cameras that we bought, to where we're just on our webpage. We'll have a frame. We're going to be live streaming a couple views, three views around KPFT. And they're just going to rotate every few seconds while the board audio, what we're putting out to the world broadcasting, will play underneath. And that'll be on the homepage. So little innovations like that are going to start making a big difference. We've added the lease bench as our SOSH. She's doing Facebook. She'll be taking over the webpage, all the social media. And already she's had an impact. And I'm really excited about this. Elise is very talented. She's also reading the morning news headlines. You hear her every morning. And she's participating on Amplified Houston on some level too. So she's taking a more active role, including being the social media person. And this is part of the $15 an hour plan. It's not many hours a week, but it's made a huge difference by adding that, just that little resource. We fleshed out that program about as far as we can go. We may regain a few hours by eliminating that storage unit. But at this point, time to take a breath and see how the money goes month over month. And we'll go from there. And with that, thank you for listening, and I'll take your questions.
Are there any questions?
Yes. Sandy. Sandy, you said something a little earlier about not sure if we were getting things through our email. And I'm wondering, are you thinking that it was hacked, or you're thinking it's just maybe a defect or some sort of glitch that some people
I'm not sure, Teresa. Did everybody get the report that's on the call? Did anyone
when did you send it?
Good question. Monday night?
Yeah, you said it Monday.
Okay.
I try to always send it Monday night about the same time. So if y'all got that, then that list evidently is correct, and maybe it wasn't hacked. I don't know. There was some comment about that. I think Marianne made.
But I think you said, Sandy, that you did not receive the handful of reminders and the link.
This time I did not. It was the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Otis generates that. I think that's a little bit, I don't know if they use that list.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yes, Susan.
Yeah. I've had the same problem, and Otis is tired of me being the one that's always a mess. The list is held by the list for KPFT LSB is held by the national office. So I went through and checked that. I checked it on one of our committee meetings for people who were not receiving their notices, but I will tell you that I am not getting the no replies off of KPFTX, and I don't know how to fix it, neither does Otis.
Okay. So there is a problem. Rob?
Yes. Two things. One, I did get a email from Sandy on the 9th that he had asked about. And then two, Sandy, could you update our group about, you know, what's going on with the house, so to speak, the station? Are there any significant repairs that need to be made? I mean, obviously we have a wish list of what we'd like to have done, but is there any, you know, safety issues or anything that we need to be thinking about?
It's a good question, Rob, and I appreciate that question. The back parking lot's a hazard. I mean, it's, you know, it needs to be graded because we're collecting huge pools of water after every rainstorm. So people are getting wet feet going to their car, which is an inconvenience. But moreover, there's loose gravel everywhere. It would be nice if we had a little bit of a drainage thing there. Second, actually, that would be not the number one item. The most expensive capital item I can think of is erecting an antenna tower or large flagpole, very sturdy flagpole, to support a 11 megahertz transmitter that could hit the our main transmitter site, a microwave dish, microwave to microwave link, STL. I mean, there's things like a generator, both at the transmitter and at the studio. That's a large capital item. There is a cooling problem in the control room, and there's a couple of ways to breach that gap in terms of the temperature. And one of them is to install a split or an inverter, air conditioner like we have on the wing already.
Mini split.
But that requires punching holes in the brick facade. I'm getting off track, but what I'm saying is there are a number of large capital items. In terms of immediate repairs, I can't think of anything really bad. We finally got the refrigerator that we got with the house, which was old and moldy upstairs, out of the building. And the IT closet, as a result, looks much better. Howard's taken the initiative to organize all that. That was one thing. We had a shredding service come in last month, and we destroyed, I don't know how many boxes of papers that were gone through and labeled for shredder by Markeisha and Robin, et cetera. But those are out of the building, making more space. And as I said, we need that. We have interns working upstairs at the upstairs library, the board that we have up there, the recording rig that's being used pretty heavily now. So where I would say what we really need, that antenna tower, the cooling in the studio, and then maybe the parking lot in that order, Rob.
If I could make a suggestion, if we've got a fundraiser in May, we ought to pick one thing. But studies have shown that, for example, I'll just throw out the tower. if we said, hey, we're trying to raise money and here's one thing that we'd like for, you know, people to donate towards it, it having a, an item to think about might motivate some people, might motivate some that wouldn't donate otherwise. So just an idea.
Well, I think with a capital campaign, I think if you tell somebody, you know, please donate $100 so we can put up the tower. If you don't then use that $100 to put up that tower, you just follow something.
Right. Yeah. That's correct, Mac. And also the fund drives that we're initiating are to fund our budget.
This
would be over and above our budget. This is unbudgeted. So it's a good way to, you're right. You got to give people motivation. Okay. But those are that we never really launched our capital campaign formally, and there would be something to think about. But first, let's get through the May fund drive. Cheryl, you got your hand
up? Cheryl has your hand up.
Thank you, Mac.
I just wanted to give you kudos for getting those boxes shredded, because it was pretty hysterical after all the news coverage of a certain former president's bathroom with big boxes, some of which said shred, that we at KPFT had the exact same thing going on. And I just thought it was humorous. I hope someone took pictures.
And actually some of it was classified, but
no doubt. Important business.
But there's still time to take down the golden chandeliers, okay? That's kind of crap. We don't need that. It ain't KPFT.
But again, there are a lot more people involved, and the place really feels like it's moving in the right direction faster and faster every day.
We have a few more minutes before public comment. Are there any other questions for the IGM? If there aren't.
I have a question. Yes. I don't know how to put my hand up. Sandy, can I still, have you found out, or do I need to find out, or is Robin, I need a permit to, you know, that yard sale to get rid of the CDs? And could I bundle CDs for the fund drive? Because I'm going to do it during the fund drive. Remember, that's what we talked about at the Devote meeting.
Right. I don't, if it's on our front yard, I don't think you need a permit.
Okay. Because I'm only doing it on the weekends, but during the 9th through the 26th weekends. But could they throw, could I bundle some of them for?
Well, before we say we're doing it, you've got to get with Robin.
Okay, I'll still get with her.
And we've got to get this formalized because we're going to need resources. Okay. We're going to need to get this stuff out there, and we need tables, et cetera. And we need to figure out how we're going to price this.
I got Brendan working on putting it out on the social thing too. We've been working on it ever since the Develop meeting.
Okay, guys, we've got about five more minutes, and we have yet to get to the PNB report, the PNB representative report. We had allotted 15 minutes for it. Can you do that in five, Susan?
Probably so, and I can at least give a start to it. First of all, let me say thank you and recognize the amazing work of Marianne Martinez, who everybody misses her, just respected her immensely. And I want to thank her, and then also thank Richard for stepping up to fill tiny big shoes. Okay. So that's, the PNB members are working very hard. We had a PNB meeting most recently, April 4th. It was all an executive session. I sent out a written report and said what the report out was, which was basically that the PNB met and discussed legal, contractual, personnel, financial matters, that were confidential. Our next meeting is April 18th. I convened the first coordinating committee meeting. We held that on April 2nd, and we discussed how committees are working. The ED has moved forward assembling teams to work on specific issues like CPB qualification, grid review, grant seeking grants. And let me just say, we're asking for people who are volunteers who know something about grant writing and what grants, to go after. So I'll be following up with Henry Faust. The National Finance Committee, last met on, April 9th, actually was canceled March 26th. We sent forward the WBAI budget, which was in deficit, and the KPFA budget, which was actually, WPFW budget, which was in balance, and the PNB instructed us to go back and look at the ways to deal with the deficit at WBAI. Next meeting is April 23rd. Governance met, had its convening meeting March 27th, and got a great briefing from immediate past chair Julie Hewitt, who's currently also the board secretary, about bylaws amendment discussions that have happened over time. She helped set up a conversation which will continue next on meeting April 11th. And personnel committee, Teresa is the convener and has the convening meeting on April 15th. Audit will not, as I mentioned before, will not start meeting until there's money available to engage the auditor. Was that 5 minutes?
That was wonderful.
And I sent forward, by the way, a couple in writing. I sent an email in which I summarized the things that I just reported on, and I sent the ED's very detailed report, most recent one that is available in public for public review.
Okay. Yeah, and I apologize for letting time get away. There, I read the agenda. I did not read the time certain that is allotted for each item. That was my bad, but then I can't keep, I find it difficult to keep time, as well as chair. I can't do two things at once on the best of days. We have another minute. Are there any questions for, Susan? You got about a minute to get in there and then we'll go to public comment. Going once, going twice.
I could give my report.
Well, then please.
Okay.
You got a minute.
Okay. I've got 1 minute. I'm on governance, and, Julie Hewitt, the former, chair of the PNB, offers some excellent, excellent guidance on, how we should get ahead of the situation involving any possible bylaw revisions. So that was very useful. And so I think that our governance meetings are going to be very productive. And personnel is coming up. And we decided at our last personnel committee meeting what our mission will be for the upcoming year. And that includes not only the evaluation of the ED, conducting an ED search as needed, but also coordinating and supporting the LSB in their annual performance reviews of GMs and PDs, and coordinating and supportive management in their annual performance evaluation of their direct reports and staff. Anyway, so hopefully personnel will be available to help.
Thank you. If anyone has any questions, they will have to wait until after public comment, which will begin in about a few seconds. As a preface, let me remind everybody that members of the public may address the LSB in increments of 5 minutes in order that everyone who wishes to do so may have an opportunity. Now, should there be no next person waiting behind you, then a previous speaker may have another opportunity to address the body, subject to that same time limit of 5 minutes. I would remind members of the board, no LSB member may respond to or interact with the speaker. by the same token, our goal in conducting these meetings is to be and remain civil, calling people by name or even without identifying an individual by name, but nonetheless making remarks which are defamatory in nature, will not be tolerated. Insults are inappropriate, will not be tolerated. This is not the forum for that. I think that's over on the AM dial somewhere. A single instance of that described conduct will be met with a warning to desist, and continuation of that kind of conduct will result in removal of the speaker from the meeting. And with that, it is 8 o'clock. And do we have any members of the public who wish to address the LSB? Carol Wolfley raised their hand. I don't see where she went. Somebody raised their hand. Carol Wolfley, where are you? I see. There you are. Please. You're muted. Carol? I don't know if Carol is talking with us to us or not. Is there anyone else who, in the meantime, wishes to address the LSB? Anyone? Bill Crozier, I see you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. I'm really impressed with the continuing good news from the GM reports. Thanks, Sandy, and thanks to all the volunteers and all the wonderful programmers and our tiny paid staff who are making it all happen. You know, especially with being able to pay all our bills and continue to do that every month. I still cannot stress the importance of making sure all stations are doing that. And those of you on the PNB, and you know that how difficult this has been for a number of years, and it's been getting worse instead of better. And, you know, it used to be just WBI was the one that was always not paying all their bills all the time, and depending on other stations to cover them. And then KPFK started having problems, I guess, a couple of years ago. And a lot of it was because of changes in programming and losing some of their, you know, highest money makers and frankly, governance problems. And we've got to get some of the bylaws changes made that have been discussed here briefly just a few minutes ago. I don't know what all the details are, but our governance continues to be one of the things that drags down Pacifica. And even though our LSB this year is, I think it's probably the most functional I've seen it ever. But, you know, we're kind of lucky in some ways. I thank all of you for hanging in there and doing what you're doing. And I hope you'll continue, but you know, that could change. And, we've had a history of running off good people and other people who either have no time or energy or interest in helping the station or have an axe to grind, or who just want to help their friends get a show, you know, having too much influence. And that's drug down KPFT in the past also. But thanks to all of you who are helping keep things going now. And one other little quick thing too, if any of you are interested, I can add on some more things for the wish list for the capital expenses for the building. There's been a number of things that were on the list since we first got the building. They were on the inspection report that still have not been addressed. There wasn't money then, and I'm not sure there's money now either, but they could be things that we might could get major donors to help with, and they would help with a lot of things. So if anybody's interested in talking to me, just give me a call and I'll help fill you in. So thank you. I'm done.
Thank you, Bill. Carol, I don't know. I'm not able to unmute you. I can only send you a message to ask you to unmute. Try pressing the space bar. I don't know if you're on your phone or your laptop, but if you're on a computer, try pressing the space bar and see if that doesn't work.
And should she maybe call back in?
She can try. I'm sorry, Carol. I want to hear what you had to say. you may try that. You may try to log out and log off and log back in. So, while we wait to see if she can do that, are there any other members of the public who wish to address the board? Well, I'm going to suggest that we're hearing none. I'm going to suggest we wait a minute and see if Carol can get back on. We have someone with a raised hand, cell phone, a phone ending in 1438. Would you like to address the board? Hello?
Is there a call-in number where they put on their telephone and not their computer? Does anybody know the call-in number?
There is a way to do that, but I don't have that. But 1438 is still here, but I guess change their mind. So I'm going to suggest that we watch, if no one else is ready and wants to address the board, we can come back. We have 30 minutes allotted for it. We can come back, and if Carol gets, Carol, I see you there. Are you able to unmute this time?
No.
I'm going to give it another minute, and then I'm going to suggest that we move on to the committee reports. But Carol, if you can hear me, if you can figure out how to unmute, we will circle back and we will take your comments. I'm sorry that you're having the difficulty.
Mr. Chair, I did forward her the phone information that we got from Otis with the link. So hopefully she can avail herself of that.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, and 1438 has her hand up again, or her or him. 1438, do you wish to address the LSB?
This is 1438.
Okay.
Am I being heard?
Yes, okay. We can hear you. You have 5 minutes.
This is Nancy Sabrina. You told me I was muted. I was talking, but nobody could hear me. We're failing to tell the listenership that we're having meetings, the LSB meeting, the outreach and development meeting, and the governance meeting is coming up. So we need to have some organization there to get these required meetings to the listenership. Otherwise, we're going to be not in compliance with the bylaws. So I suggest the chair make a cart and give it to Howard for the LSB meeting, unless y'all have some better person. And the chair of the outreach and development could make a cart for Howard for the outreach and development meeting, and the present chair for the governance committee. That's just a suggestion, but we're not doing that. The other thing is the HD2 is out again, but at least Sunday it was on, and I like Sunday because a lot of different public affairs from all over the network. 2 Sundays ago it was out, so I was not happy then. But anyway, there's still some shows that are airing the same episode for almost a year. Like, it's a good music show on Tuesday. It's the 11 o'clock music show, but it's being repeated over and over and over again. And it does have good music, but it means that you don't have time to listen to the shows. And as a result, you're repeating the same episodes. And I don't know if it's a problem at AudioPort, but giving the same episode week after week after month, it's not good, right? And also, we have two shows that are on the HD2 on Monday. The People's News. It's also Sunday noon on HD2. It's on HD2 only on Monday and Thursday at 9. And the Capitalism, Race, and Democracy is a network-wide public affairs show. That's also on Monday at 10. And I don't know why these shows are not on the FM. The February 2nd, Capitalism, Race, and Democracy. The second headline was about a congressional report about many people within the ages of 15 to 56 coming down with cardiovascular problems having taken the vaccine. And this is insurance companies in UK reporting it. This was, I think, should have been on the FM. And we need to have a programming committee. I mean, even the ED issued a statement that all the local programming committees should be opining about the programming. And we should be reaching out to the youth. If we have a programming committee, or if the present programming committee can do it, reach out to the youth to do carts. They could even do history carts or just station ID carts instead of the same things that we are doing repeatedly. We need to have a variety of carts. I think that would be very good. And the chandelier, I don't know if it's sellable or not, but we could put that on the website. Auction it off. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol, please, whoever 3319 is, if you'll please mute.
Thank you.
Carol, is
that
you?
Can you hear me? Can
you
hear me?
Yes. Is that you, Carol?
Yeah, thank you. I called in and I got off the Zoom. Thank you.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead?
Yes, please. Please. We've been trying to get you.
Thank you all for your patience and for your inclusion. I wanted to say hello, and I really appreciate how careful you are in, you know, having rules and, you know, guidelines for how people talk at meetings. I'm from KPFA, and that's been, you know, something that we've been working on for a long time. So it's nice that another station is really working on that. I have a couple things I'd like to talk about. One is, I am very concerned about the finances, and I'm very concerned about what that means for those of us like KPFT and KPFA, that we have buildings, and we have buildings that, you know, are important assets to the functioning of our stations. And it's very important, I think, that we can find ways to deal with the financial situations while still protecting our buildings. And I hope that we'll be able to do that. For me, I think a lot about how the bylaws say all units or stations are, you know, need to be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. And it is possible for a station to be self-sustaining. KPFT has shown it. KPFA pays its bills. And nearly self-sustaining, I believe I'm correct in saying that, you know, WBAI is over 10 months behind in their tower rent, and we're also dealing with the historical huge debt from their previous non-payment of tower rent, and they could lose their license. And as well as their call center situation is, and their rent. So I'm hoping that the network can find ways to address these serious, serious financial issues while still protecting our buildings, because we're kind of on the edge. And one of the other things I wanted to talk about, and I know I just want to thank Teresa and Susan and Richard and everyone and Marianne, all of you that are on the national board, and Egberto, all the very, very many hours of hard work that you do. And I know that it is very challenging to be juggling such a complex situation right now. And have I got one more minute?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to just say that one of the things I really appreciate, how all of the stations are doing coverage in relation to the very serious situation of Gaza and the war there. And one of the things that I think is important for us to be mindful about is that while we definitely appreciate this coverage, we also do not, as board members, want to take it upon ourselves to tell people, to tell the management, hosts, and producers how to cover those. We want to protect their editorial and journalistic freedom in that process. Because just like when you, if you were on the board of a hospital, you wouldn't want the board members telling the doctor which scalpel to use or how to interpret your x-ray. So I think that it's really important for us as board members to hold with great care the independence and editorial freedom of our staff and management. So thank you so much to everyone, and I wish you well in all that you're doing.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Are there any other members, of the public who wish to address the LSB? Again, I don't see anyone right now. Again, we have another 15 minutes or 14 minutes allotted for that. So if anyone does, we can always circle back and address that and allow you to speak. In the meantime, if there is no one else, then I suggest we move to the LSB committee reports. The committee of inclusion. Who's that? I'm looking.
That's me. It just took me a second to unmute. Sorry. We just convened yesterday and all four members voted on a chair. I'm the chair now. And so I'm excited we're going to be able to get started. And that is it for 24 hours.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Every journey begins with a step.
Yes. And I've contacted the previous chair. Adriana was very helpful and kind. Thank you, Adriana, if you're here. And I'm looking forward to getting her report on what she did and speaking to other stations to find out what COI is doing there. I'd like to expand what it does. I'm done.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Lee? Going once. Development and outreach.
Okay. There are lots of volunteers that are doing things with the ARCAR, and I'm not coordinating all of those things. Obviously, Nuri Nuri and Howard are doing some things, and there are crews of people that are decorating the car and the trailer. There was a crew of people to pass something out. Doesn't look like we'll have a quarter flyer. I wanted to have a quarter flyer as we had in the past, but I believe we have lots of bumper stickers, which we should, you know, get rid of. So this is a good time to pass them out. I think that the ARCAR people are the kind of people that would like our station and would maybe want to put a bumper sticker on their car. So we need to make arrangements to pick up those bumper stickers and pass them out. And I'm not sure if we're going to pick them up if Howard will bring them there or not. But anyway, we will have a crew of people. If any of you would like to pass these out, we usually do it, of course, before the parade starts, and then we can sit down and enjoy the parade. So if there's anyone on this call that would like to participate in that, please see me. Also on the 20th, we will be participating in the Earth Day event, and Weston Trodowski will be helping us. I think he has some students that have some environmentally related games and quizzes and such. And we will hopefully be located pretty close to Extinction Rebellion and Tori Mercer, so we can kind of spell each other. I'm looking forward to April 27th and 28th. I have something on the 28th, but I can certainly be there on the 27th. We've been talking about Pride, and I did talk to Brian Hedlinka, and he said that there are two Pride parades this year. So hopefully you can check that out. And oh, also May 11th, Grant Peoples will be performing. It's a fundraiser for KPFT, and KPFT is the designated charity of the evening. I hope to raise at least $800. And it's in the Woodlands at Milbend Coffee House in the Woodlands. There's nothing like a free venue. So we have had Grant perform there before, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, and he's looking forward to it also. So that's what we have working on. And I had hoped to invite some of the former programmers to kind of reminisce and give the public an opportunity to meet some of the former programmers and volunteers, just to schmooze and have a good time. So that's what I'm working on.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Going once. Richard, do you have your hand up, or are you just trying to cover your face?
That's why I was covering my face. The art card table is on, going to be on, Allen Parkway somewhere. Teresa, that's a request.
Robin sent me, an app, but I don't think that was on there. So I really need to just get a hold of Howard and ask him that question.
Okay.
I would imagine our volunteers will be stopping by that booth and picking up our materials to distribute before the parade and help in any way we can.
Debbie, is your hand up? Then unmute.
And I also want to say, come to this Millbend Coffee House. It's awesome. I've went to a bunch. Teresa told me about it, and all the artists, performers. I mean, it's awesome. There's food, there's something to drink, and plenty of place chairs that are empty. And so come and fill them.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Hearing none. Governance committee. Where's governance?
PK is the chair, and she doesn't seem to be here.
No. Okay. MSRC, Management Selection and Review Committee.
We met, sorry, I'm not going to remember the date, about a week ago. We elected me as chair, Teresa as secretary, and we will meet again, in the first week in June. And that should be posted. I believe it's June 6th. I'm terrible about dates. We had a discussion about whether we should meet more frequently. There was not agreement. We took a vote, and we decided that we would start meeting again in June, because that was the time to start setting up for the GM evaluation. If Sandy is still here, hasn't passed to the brighter shore, done whatever, and we will be looking for guidance from the personnel committee at National about how to do that in a way that models best practices across the system.
We're meeting on the 3rd, Monday, the 3rd of June.
Thank you. I don't see any questions. Speak up. If not, Finance Committee, Lyndon Foley is not here. He asked me to relay. The Finance Committee has not yet met, but it will meet in the very near future. I believe there was a typo in his message to me. I believe he plans to convene that first meeting before the May meeting, the May 8th meeting of the LSB. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth. That's not what he told me. That's what I think he meant to tell me. Yeah. Sandy?
That is correct, Mac. He said he would call a meeting of the Finance Committee in the initial meeting before our regularly scheduled May LSB meeting.
Okay.
So look for that. And again, he's got the budget and we can probably move pretty quick this year. At least I hope so. Go ahead.
I hope so too. I hope so too. I haven't seen anybody raise a hand. If there are any members of the public who are here that wish to address the body, now's the time because time is getting close. And I asked for that. Yes. Nancy, you have your hand up. You have 5 minutes.
Yes. Any meetings need to be posted on kpfdx.org? If they're not posted, then it's a secret meeting or this should not happen. And so please tell Lyndon and COI, y'all need to get a password from Otis and be able to post it, the new chair, and 1 week in advance at least. Thank you.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to address the body? Hearing none, is there any unfinished business, anything we failed to address at the last meeting? I don't recall anything, but does anyone have any unfinished business? Hearing none, is there any new business that we somehow failed to shove onto this agenda?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, Sandy, you've probably told us, but I think the idea of I'll Love It or any other one-off is wonderful. What did we raise on the Lyle Love It?
Well, we're not quite done yet. We're going to have a table at the silent auction table at the event. But altogether, we should raise clear somewhere around $14,000-$15,000.
And then my question would be, of course, Lyle Lovett's probably, special, maybe higher dollar. I think we charged $200 and sold out in an hour. Should we have raised the price? And of course, I'm an economist. I'm always trying to maximize value.
We were joking that we probably could have gotten $1,000 a ticket, but we want this to be accessible. A little for many is, and the next time it won't be so restricted. Getting Lyle Lovett and Jesse Dayton to agree took two things. It took KPFT and it took Anderson Fair.
Yeah.
Lyle Lovett is emotionally attached to that venue, as are we, as he began his career there. So it was a real easy thing when he heard that, of course. And same thing with Jesse Dayton. And again, this all came together really quick, and the idea was to help put a little kick behind the February fund drive, which got off to a slow start. Did we need to do that at the end of the day? The answer is probably. But we could have gotten away without it. But as it turns out, KPFT has been around for 54 years. And when we approach artists, they respond with KPFT. Well, yeah, I'll do a benefit. You just got to ask and they've got to be free. So the next one we're planning we're looking at the Heights Theater and we can sell about 300 tickets. And if we do it right, we'll be off to a flying start for our May fund drive. This isn't gelled yet. We're working furiously to get this thing up and running. We got the venue and we got one headliner. We're looking for one more.
Sandy, I'm going to amend that ever so slightly. His Houston career actually began at Houlihan's, number two, at the corner of, Westheimer and Helena. But that place burnt down. The next meeting, is going to be May 8th, 2024.
Mr. Chair, you got a hand up with Mike.
Oh, I see we do. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm just letting y'all know I'm working the Rolling Stones concert at the NRG Stadium because I make my living as a stagehands worker, and I'm going to take some KPFT information to the concert, and I will be able to meet Mick, Ronnie Wood, and Keith Richards at the concert. I'm going to get them to sign my guitars, and I'll tell them about KPFT.
Well, get one for us for auction and ask them if they would like to, you know, be in that benefit.
Yeah,
I'm going to try. They could open like for maybe someone like Carol in Wonderland. I don't know.
to the Mighty 90 KPFT.
Oh,
it's going to be interesting. I've been a fan of those guys since I was three.
Tom Richards will be there too.
Well, the next meeting is May 8th, 2024. Same bat time, same bat channel. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I have a question. Sandy, can, you know, Susan on her 3 to 6, she always announces who's where, you know, Mucky Duck or they're here or they're there. Can she start announcing the mill bin?
We'll be running a cart as we get closer.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that she never mentions it. So I just wanted to.
There's a concert calendar. There's a Blues Hound concert calendar on which many of us rely when you hear us talk about concerts on air. So thank you, James Nagel and Colleen, for doing that so many years. And that's really what needs to happen. That needs to be put on that.
Add it on because I've never.
I'm not going to add. I don't add anything on.
Who adds that on? Because that needs Teresa, to be added on there. She tells all the other ones, but that one.
Well,
okay. I suggest you call in.
I thought we couldn't do that.
So no, you can call the show. Anyway, if there's no other business, Susan.
Motion to adjourn.
Let's adjourn.
Second it.
I'll second that.
I second it too.
Good seeing you all.
Thanks everyone.
No objection, then let's exude. All right. Yes.
Thanks for what you do.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Andy, thank you, Sean.